Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Ezekiel talks a lot about searching in our reading this morning. He's talking about the fact that the Lord's people of Israel have been scattered like sheep, and they have to be found. So Israel is compared to sheep. You know, sheep have a way of straying, getting themselves lost. Sheep need a shepherd to guard them and protect them, even from themselves in some way, because they can get stubborn. They're not very bright. They get themselves lost and unable to find a way back home. You've heard it before. Being compared to a sheep is not very flattering. Israel here has had a history of bucking against God's word, chasing after idols and false gods of the other nations. And up to this point in Ezekiel, most of these 33 chapters have been chapters about judgment. Judgment that's coming on Israel and how they are to be and are being led into exile, into Babylonian captivity. But in Ezekiel this morning, shepherds are not off the hook either. Right before our reading this morning, in Ezekiel 34, 1 to 10, Ezekiel has been speaking about how Israel has been given leaders and kings and princes, kings and priests as shepherds over the people to guard them, to gather them, to feed them the word of the Lord. It's a continual act of care, this being a shepherd. But these shepherds of Israel have been doing the opposite. Instead of feeding the sheep, they feed themselves. They rob widows and the poor and become rich off of them. Instead of gathering the lost sheep, they push the sheep away. Pushed into exile, to wander and scatter about the countryside. Instead of protecting them, they leave them to fend for themselves against the wolves, against idolatry and the dangers of their captors. The shepherds of Israel are not caring for their sheep. They scatter the sheep, and Israel is lost. Who will search for them? You know, this attitude of Israel's shepherds isn't really all that uncommon today, but it's a little bit different today. Instead, there are people who claim to be shepherds who want to tell you how to find God. You know, you can walk into Barnes & Noble and go to the spirituality or the religion section, and there you will find book after book telling you how to find God. You have these self-proclaimed shepherds, some claiming to have received a private revelation from God that only they have heard. And they may look humble and sincere and modest. They may actually believe that they are being sincere and modest as they try to tell you how to find God. But they end up feeding themselves off of the helplessness of people in need. As many who chart their way across the world on private jets, not looking for sheep, but for money to fill their bank accounts. As many seek to sell you how to find peace, financial success, how to find God. But here's the thing. It's all chatter. It's chatter that scatters. Whether they intended or not, they take advantage of sheep without a shepherd. See, God is not lost. He is not some essence of power that you need to find a way to tap into. You know, inherent in Ezekiel this morning is the startling and offensive reality that we are the ones who need to be found. Because of our brokenness and sin, we would be the lost ones. And on top of all, these self-proclaimed shepherds make the situation all the worse by scattering God's people away from the Lord, like sheep without a shepherd. You know, those who are lost do not simply need to find their way back again with a little bit of good advice. Otherwise, they're not truly lost. And what happens in being lost is that we get ourselves into all sorts of precarious situations, wandering around, dabbling in a little bit of this or a little bit of that, thinking, that's harmless, until we find ourselves stuck in the mud and the muck of our own sins. We need a shepherd. And that, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is what you once were. You know, the Lord looked at this mess for Israel, all of these scattered sheep, and he said, "Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered. So will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered on the day of clouds and thick darkness." So Israel's shepherds aren't doing their job. Who will be the shepherd for these people? Yahweh himself will be their shepherd. God himself will be the shepherd. He's the one who will go and search for his people. He's the one who cares for his sheep. He's the one who will scour the countryside looking for every single one of his sheep whom these false shepherds have scattered. This job description can only be fulfilled by one: the Lord God himself. And he continues, "And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the ravines in all the inhabited places of the country. And I will feed them with good pasture on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. And they shall lie down in good grazing land. And on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice." I. Who is going to do all of this? Our Lord God. The Lord is the one who does these things. But then we get this text at the end of our passage for today. The Lord says, "And I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. And he shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord. I have spoken." You know, being the true shepherd is the job description of only one, but God himself. And yet, we hear this promised one, this servant David. Because there is a promised one who's born in the line of David to become the shepherd. He's the one shepherd who qualifies because he is true God and true man. We're talking about the Messiah, the Christ, the one who will come and be the true shepherd over his people. We're talking about Jesus, the good shepherd. Jesus is the one qualified to be the shepherd over his people. He is the one who God promised through Ezekiel to come and search out his flock and gather his people to scour the countryside, looking for the lost ones who have been scattered. For he came to seek and to save the lost. And in John 10, he is the good shepherd who seeks and saves those who would otherwise have been lost in their sins. He lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus, our good shepherd, has laid down his life on the cross, where he took on the root problem of our sin, our straying ways, and malevolent false shepherds, and he died. And he died to forgive us of our sins. No one takes his life away from him. He lays it down of his own accord. And he laid it down on your behalf. For he also has the authority to take it up again. And that is just what happened. He rose from the dead, conquering sin, death, and the power of the devil for you. The enemy has been defeated. He has done this in order to rescue his sheep. And he has done this so that he might call and gather his sheep into his pasture of life, salvation, and forgiveness. In our gospel reading this morning, he is the one who searches for his lost sheep who have gotten themselves stuck in the mud and muck of sin. He reaches down and pulls us out. He puts us on his shoulders and carries us back to where he can tend for us. He feeds us the word of God to sustain us with the necessary nutrients of life. He does it whenever you hear his word. He does it whenever you receive his sacrament. And that is why you are here this morning. Jesus has gathered you here this morning to give you his life. He is searching for you. Yes, you. And there is no sin too great for him to rescue you. He has sought you, and he is feeding you. And the shepherd does not stop there. You know, very early on in the church's history, in Rome, the church was forced to go underground. And if you open your bulletins to our gospel reading for today, you can see a picture there. And there, underground, is where they were at, where they buried the dead, in the catacombs. And interestingly, those are the places where you find the earliest of Christian artwork. Can you guess what one of the oldest and most popular images in that place of death is? It's the Good Shepherd. You see, they knew something very important. The Good Shepherd's care for you does not even stop at death. It continues. If you are his, he continues to sustain you in his protective care. Not even death can hide you from his care. And on the last day, he will search you out even in the bowels of the earth where your bodies lay. He will raise you from the dead. He will set you up in his pasture where there will be a new heavens and a new earth, and he will feed you with his life. But until that day comes, he continues his search. He continues to seek and to save the lost. He continues right now as his word goes out upon the earth, being spoken into the ears and creating faith. And in an amazing act of God, he uses us to speak of our great and good shepherd who died and rose to give life to lost sheep, the sheep that you once were. But behold, you have been found, and the Lord is feeding you today. Amen.